This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.
A primary school principal has finally managed to remove the word Easter from the Easter hat parade after years of trying, but this time he didn't consult parents. Stories carried in The Australian today reports the principal of Bondi Public School in Sydney's East first tried to remove the word Easter from the hat parade in 2011. He then wrote in the school's newsletter, "As we are an inclusive community which celebrates our diverse range of cultures and beliefs, I've not called it an Easter hat parade." He also sent a letter to parents about the plan to dissociate the religious holiday with the pupils' Easter hat parade, but parents were outraged and shut the idea down. So 5 years later, in 2016, he's had another crack, the principal. He's removed the word without any consultation, according to parents. Parents are reportedly too scared to speak out publicly because of the backlash some parents received for opposing the previous attempt by the principal. Some parents have told The Australian that if it's not called the Easter Hat Parade, the children will not understand why they're making hats with eggs on them, which is a very good point. Others say it's an appalling decision and a shame for the children. Negative comments about the decision have apparently been deleted from the school's, the parents' Facebook page by administrators. So now the thought police at Bondi Public School are trying to dictate what people should say on social media. There is another worrying aspect of all this, and I've been down this path before with the left-wing Department of Education in New South Wales, which is presided over by the biggest waste of space in the Baird government ministry, Mr. Piccoli. Absolutely useless. A sunroof and a submarine, an ashtray and a motorbike spring to mind. Because, of course, when you're looking for some leadership, and perhaps you want leadership from a Conservative government in New South Wales, you should be out. And I got more by dealing with the Labor Party during their time in New South Wales than I get from the New South Wales government, like for matters like this, where in those days the Education Minister would pick up the phone, ring his subordinates and say, "Look, tell the bloke down at Bondi to pull his head in. It's Easter, so we're going to have an Easter hat parade." But no, not the Department of Education. Not the Department of Education. They say it's a matter for the local school and the local school principal. What, dictating to the people at Bondi Public School that the kids, little tiny kids, can't be explained why they have eggs on their hats for the Easter hat parade? It seems bizarre. Social engineering in the extreme, but it just keeps on happening. And it's not widespread, but it's pockets of it here and there. And unless we identify it and jump up and down about it, nothing will get done. But I have a feeling that in New South Wales, nothing will be done until the Waste of Space Education Minister retires into the sunset. Because despite many, many pleas to get results on a whole range of issues, Mr. Piccoli remain silent on most matters.
This podcast, thanks to Youi, the fastest growing car and home insurer in Australia. Take up Youi car insurance and get a 20% discount on contents insurance. Read the PDS to see if this product is right for you. Visit youi.com.au or call 134007. Terms and conditions apply for the discount.